afternoon again. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcasts. By looking at my calendar, it's not Sunday. It's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's not Thursday. You can only mean one thing. It's like it's kind of like a manual pull lawnmower. It's your weekend, baby. WCBS in New York. It's your cousin Brucey. That's it. Head over to the website morningstarstale.com. Morningstarstale.com. Isn't that right, Tucker Rooney?
Why is that?
Because I want to sell books.
Oh.
The title of tonight's blog, read along if you like, is Blade Runner Blackout 2022 Cyber Polygon Predictive Programming. Released in 2017, the movie Blade Runner 2049 revolves around a prior pivotal event known as the Blackout, which occurred in the movie in May 2022. Considering it's now March of 2022, perhaps we need to take a closer look at the anime short film Blade Runner Blackout 2022. And I've also included a link for that short film, which you can find at morningstarstale.com. 3 years after the original Blade Runner movie, the Tyrell Corporation has created a Nexus 8 replicant with a lifespan equaling a human, who now view the replicants as a threat to their species. Keep in mind, Blade Runner 2049 director Denis Villeneuve also directed the 2016 Disclosure movie Arrival, featuring an entity with an ability to write and communicate using black goo. His predecessor, Ridley Scott, the original director of Blade Runner and Prometheus in 2012, explored the theory of panspermia and black goo. Could Disclosure and the Great Reset simultaneously launch the New World Order and final 7-year technocratic dictatorship? Even the dialogue of Blade Runner Blackout 2022 reflects the desire of renowned transhumanists like Klaus Schwab, Ray Kurzweil, and Elon Musk to become human 2.0. As the replicant Iggy responds to the question of whether a replicant would go to heaven after his death, he said, quote, "No heaven or hell for us. This world is all we got," unquote. Reinforcing the goal of a sustainable population of 500 million as etched in the Georgia Guidestones. While Klaus Schwab was giving a speech about cyber polygon and a future EMP cyber attack as depicted in Blade Runner Blackout 2022, I noticed the background on the cyber polygon homepage was littered with hexagons. The identical hexagonal shape found in graphene oxide, the North Pole of Saturn, and the Large Hadron Collider. Indeed, the injections graphene oxide, cyber polygon, Saturn's North Pole, and CERN are all in the shape of a hexagon. So what do these hexagons have to do with transhumanism? Everything. Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum and chair of Cyber Polygon, is a proud transhumanist and famously quoted for saying, quote, "What the fourth industrial revolution brings will lead to a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities." Symbols rule the world. After the Tower of Babel, man's single language was fractured into multiple languages. In order to communicate, man began to use universal symbols to overcome the language barriers. And it is the hexagon shape which is considered the most powerful symbol in the esoteric, occultic discipline known as sacred geometry. For example, a hexagon is found in the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah and within the center of the Star of David, also known as the Seal of Solomon. The as above male and below female energies intersect forming a six-pointed star at the extremities and a hexagon within. The atom is comprised of protons, positive particles or male energy, and electrons, negative female energy particles. To find balance, the electrons merge with the protons. Here is the key. The hexagon is in the foundation of DNA, and it is the creation of the chains that lead to the production of the double helix macromolecule. Did you know there's a 20,000 mile wide hexagon vortex on the north pole of Saturn? Displaying a similar hexagonal shape, CERN is electrically bringing Saturn's eight-sided north pole by creating a plasma conduit. Empowered by the ether contained within the second heaven of the fourth dimension, Saturn's 20,000 mile wide blue hexagonal portal will be open, liberating the wicked spirits imprisoned within the black cube, which is located in the center of Saturn. Keep in mind, Luciferians believe that Saturn is also the planet of Satan. It is worship. That's what Black Star is in David Bowie's final album. Black Star is Saturn. Saturn is Satan. CERN is built with four collision vectors. Within its 17-mile circular underground tunnel, there's a portal, a vector called Alice, as in Alice in Wonderland. Alice is a code word for Lucifer. It is a detector capable of observing collisions of atomic nuclei in their primordial state so as to recreate and understand the Big Bang. In the fable, Alice returns to the whimsical world of Wonderland, traveling back in time to help the Mad Hatter, who is recognizable by his top hat. This is the same top hat worn by Freemasons. Alice and the Freemasons also wear aprons to display their good works for the Lightbearer, who is Lucifer. Kabbalah is the esoteric mystery religion using sacred geometry to explain the meaning of life. It is a system of calculations and geometric shapes forming what is known as the Tree of Life or the Sephiroth. Occultists believe Kabbalah opens the door to greater knowledge and consciousness. Kabbalah teaches that the leaves of the fig tree convey the power of sorcery and magic. The mystery religion teaches there are magical powers in fig leaves as represented by the aprons. Previously, the Babylonians, Egyptians, and some Mormon sects have pledged allegiance to Lucifer by also displaying their aprons. Which brings us to the connection between the White Rabbit, who uses his watch to destroy time, in both Alice in Wonderland and Alice in CERN. To live outside of time is to be a god. The purpose of the Large Hadron Collider is to go back in time and destroy it. Time is a flexible substance that legitimizes matter. Without time, death does not exist. Prior to the fall, Adam and Eve were eternal, transdimensional, shifting beings, free from the confines of space and time. Each of the ten heavens have different times. Lucifer is currently attempting to change the times and seasons on Earth. That's why they say the days are evil, collapsing out of Eden's time. From the Luciferians' point of view, time prevents eternal life and predestines judgment. Lucifer's offense was the desire for power. Man's is the desire for knowledge. Therefore, the Luciferians believe the elimination of time will set them free from the tyranny of God. Which brings us to the ancient astronaut agenda. This theorizes intelligent extraterrestrial beings visited Earth, interacted with man in prehistoric times. It is believed their interaction with man influenced the development of modern technology. Further, these ancient astronauts were considered gods or deities possessing intelligence far beyond human scope. I believe the agenda will work in concert with panspermia, a modern evolutionary theory which postulates life on Earth originated from microorganisms or chemical precursors of life present in outer space and able to initiate life on reaching a suitable environment. Pope Francis has gone on record stating he would be willing to baptize aliens if they came to the Vatican. He said, quote, "We are close. We are to close, not to close the doors to anyone, even Martians." So we know the Pope is willing to baptize entities who are not made in the image of God. When Jesus Christ came to earth, he did so as a hybrid God-man, a DNA construct, qualifying him to die for the sins of man. However, when the third of the angels, in addition to the 200 watcher angels, rebelled against God, judgment was set in stone and redemption wasn't a future consideration for the fallen angels. Once the great delusion is revealed, the interdimensional entities could ask the Pope if he would baptize them into the Babylonian Roman Catholic Church. Keep in mind the dark spiritual roots of Catholicism. For example, the Vatican has a direct connection to Nimrod, and sitting atop the Egyptian obelisk in St. Peter's Square is the eastern star of Ishtar, a spiritual portal capable of harvesting dark energy. The obelisk is a symbol of the sun god Ra, the phallus and male energy, in the shape of a sundial and keyhole. St. Peter's Square symbolizes the destruction of time in the advent of the final age of Aquarius. I have to say that's one of my favorite monologues of all time. I wanted to write about Blade Runner and possibly connect it to Cyber Polygon and the conversation that everyone seems to be having about an imminent EMP attack. I didn't realize there was actually a short sci-fi anime called Blade Runner Blackout 2022 until this afternoon, so being able to tie all of that together was a lot of fun. And everyone is talking about this in the alternative community. I know Richie from Boston, he had a video up talking about an EMP being imminent. I think that's how he would say it, imminent. I don't know. That could be what's next on the agenda. Maybe. Maybe not. May 2022 is when the EMP went off in the movie Blade Runner 2049. Do you remember that scene where he went to the Hall of Records and the bald dude was telling about the blackout? That was in May 2022. It's March, barely almost April 2022. Perhaps all of this is a distraction for this to come. The situation in Ukraine, talk about a digital dollar, switching to the yuan, China invading Taiwan. Everyone's focus is on everything except a possible EMP. Keanu Reeves acts by Chinese video platforms after Tibet concert. Chinese streaming services, including Tencent Video, have taken down films and video content starring Canadian actor Keanu Reeves after he participated in a Tibetan-related concert organized by a nonprofit founded by the Dalai Lama. Checks by Reuters show these claim works, including The Matrix and John Wick, as well as Speed, were among the films that have been removed. Reuters could not determine when the films were taken down. Because Keanu Reeves supported the Dalai Lama in the disputed land of Tibet, they yanked everything. You, Neo, I know you from Matrix. You not Nexus 6, I not make your eyes. Tyrell, he make your brain. You go away, Matrix boy. If they are going to deplatform Keanu Reeves, for goodness sake, deplatform Matrix Resurrections first and foremost. That is awful. Get rid of that yesterday, buddy.
Oh, you don't tell me what to do. You want anal swab? Not really, I hardly know you. Well, come on, I'll give you anal swab. Maybe later. Oh, I'll sit in the corner.
I was going to do some howling with Stormy, but she went into the other room, so maybe she'll come in later. By the way, Blade Runner, 40 years. Came out in 1982. You know the story. I was living in L.A. Went to go see it when it premiered. Probably my favorite movie. I go back and forth between this and The Matrix, but yeah. This year marks Blade Runner's 40th anniversary, and the question is, what else can you say about it? Not much. Blade Runner, an adaptation of Philip K. Dick's novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, was first released in 1982. It was not well received. Panic Studio executives, baffled by Ridley Scott's extraordinary vision, insisted on cutting key scenes and adding an explanatory voiceover and tacking on a ludicrously inappropriate happy ending. I actually have the director's cut, which does not have that voiceover. But I think it still has the happy ending. I haven't heard that tune. I haven't heard that tune. Happy ending. Oh, man, it doesn't take much for the ADD to kick in. So despite such measures, audience stayed away from it in droves, and critics were indifferent. However, throughout the 1980s, Blade Runner acquired a cult following. With me, first and foremost, I can remember buying my first Beta videotape. Remember that? Before VHS came out, they had Beta, which actually had a higher quality. There's a lot more clarity with a Beta than a VHS. And I certainly purchased it and watched it over and over and over. I'm probably up to about 15 times. The plot, in case you didn't know, in the near future, an elite Blade Runner unit policeman tracks down and kills rebellious escaped slave androids called replicants that have developed emotional responses, proved to be a pretty good hook. And in the end of the movie, Rachel, we didn't know that she didn't have a termination date. What they did was they gave each of the replicants a 4-year lifespan. That was the insidious part of Tyrell. And it was the reason that Roy Batty killed him, finally met his creator. Critical reappraisal finally occurred back in the early 90s. The final cut, which is what I have, came out in 2007. And it's considered the definitive version because it's what Ridley Scott wanted, not what the studios wanted. Blade Runner, of course, a film about loneliness, that most frightening of human conditions. And in the world of Blade Runner, everyone lives alone except the replicants who band together trying to find some meaning to life. In the end, as Harrison Ford is pursuing the replicant pursues him, and eventually he's just hanging off a building about to fall, and the replicant grabs his arm and saves his life while there's a stake in his hand reminiscent of the crucifixion of Christ. And then when he dies, you see a white dove fly up. And he gives that speech, Tears in the Rain. From my understanding, that was improv. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? And this is why I don't date. Tell me, are you locked in the pond? The perfect Andy, storm. Are we losing time?
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The following I'm going to blame on Mike, the producer, solely. He told me about this guy by the name of Kyle Dunnigan. And what he does is political satire. Do you remember a show called Clutch Cargo? I'm going way back in time, maybe the 60s, where the animator would superimpose human lips on a cartoon figure, and it was so bizarre looking. Well, this guy's doing the same thing, only with his face, CGI distortion, and he's one of these dudes that you watch him and you feel bad after you watch it because you think, oh, well, that was really wrong. So with that in mind, Mike is the one who told me about this guy, and this clip just really disturbs me. But it's funny at the same time, you know what I mean? There's this swimmer, you know, the trans swimmer who won the medal, and everyone's mad because it's a guy, and it is. Well, apparently Donald Trump is announcing that he's going to run for re-election in 2024, and he descends down the staircase of Trump Tower and announces that he is a transsexual. Here's the clip. Blame Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I see you all looking around in disbelief. You can't believe your eyes. Can't believe it. But believe it. This is the biggest crowd we've ever had in the Trump Tower lobby. Biggest ever. So big. I'm here tonight to announce that I'm running for president, but this time as a beautiful woman, trans Trump. So stunning, so terrific. Just like the best woman swimmer, Leah Thomas, there's going to be a bunch of fat losers in trans Trump's wake. And I must say, trans Trump is better than guy Trump. For example, I have the best vagina in the universe. It was created from the choicest cuts of Trump steaks, aged to perfection. Where do you see this vagina? Where do you see it? And I'm so sassy going out with the girls, having a good time, dancing. You know, don't try to fuck us, okay? Just buy us a drink and then go, okay? Just go. Also, every 3 weeks, I become an absolute lunatic until my cycle is over. That's it for me. You gotta vote trans Trump. If you don't, you're transphobic. You got no choice. You got no choice. You're in a tough spot, but you gotta do it. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Very disturbing on so many levels. You can't see the visual.
He looks legitimately trans.
I feel so bad. What can you do? Oh, hey, I got a raise at work. 32 cents. No, you're not mishearing. Yeah, 32 cents. About a month ago, I had a employee review, my direct supervisor, and she went on and on about what a great job I'm doing. I thought, cool. And from there, she said, we'll base the raise on this. Okay. Well, 2 weeks go by, nothing. So I finally reach out to her again, and she reaches out to the main person. They said, well, we turned it over to HR. Now, keep in mind, I'm coming up on 6 years with this company. The last time I got a raise was 3 years ago. At that time, I got a $1.50 an hour raise. That's not bad. It's okay. And I really don't need the money, per se. I do need to probably make $200-$300 a week, so I don't have to sell the dog. So this morning, I clock on, and they have an icon, as the kids call it, that you click on, and it shows how much you've made and what you make per hour. So I wanted to see what the raise would be, because I had asked for $2 an hour. I thought, 3 years ago, I got a $1.50 raise. It's been 3 years. Okay, I'll ask for $2. I was shocked. I got a 32-cent raise per hour. What an insult. That's like giving your wife a mop on your anniversary. It would be better if you just didn't give her anything and say you forgot the anniversary than to give her a mop. What am I supposed to do with 32 cents? Jingle it in a cup and say, oh, thank you. Can I have another? Unfreaking believable. I'm making less money now than I made 40 years ago. Per hour. That's not even factoring in inflation. But I get to work from home. And so that's why I don't bitch about it. Except to you. Because again, this show is therapy. This is not a radio show for you. This is therapy for me. The perfect storm.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
On a Friday night on WCBS in New York, high atop the Empire State Building, hitting the tri-county, tri-state area, baby, with Steely Dan and Bodhisattva.
I did the math. I just had to do the math during the break. If you're just tuning in, I work 24 hours a week, part-time. It's mad money. It's not I need this to survive money. Still, it's the principle. As I mentioned previously, a month ago, I had my review. The supervisor said, you're doing a great job. She kicked it upstairs. Nothing. So a week ago, I said, well, what's going on? And they said, well, we sent it to HR, but we'll let you know. 3 years ago, and I've been working for this company almost 6 years, 3 years ago, I got a $1.50 an hour raise, which is fine. I'm not looking for a lot. But with inflation and slippers raising gas up to $4 or $5 a gallon, I thought $2 was fair. Seems to be to me. 3 years ago, I got a $1.50 raise. And now, 3 years later, I'm asking for a $2 raise. I click on the icon for my earnings for the last 2 weeks. They gave me a raise of 32 cents an hour. That's insulting. Just don't give me a raise. I did the math. I work 24 hours a week based on a 32 cent per hour increase. I'm now making $7.68 per week more. That's before taxes. To give you a perspective on this. I've been in the workforce for almost 50 years. I started working when I was 16. I'll be 65 next month. That's 49 years. I've been kicking into the system. I have never, and I'm including my first job ever, I have never received a 32 cent an hour raise. And that's not with inflationary doubt. That's 32 cents in today's money. I'll give you another instance of perspective. Back in 1987, I got a job doing afternoon drive at a radio station called WLAD, Radio 80, in Danbury, Connecticut. It was a pretty big radio station. The town of Danbury is only about 60 miles from New York City. So you're in that system. You're in the beast where everything converges. And I worked at multiple stations in Connecticut. 1987. Within a year and a half from 1987, I tripled the ratings. Tripled. I got an offer from a talk station in New Haven, Connecticut, which is a bigger market, and they wanted to hire me. So I walk into the operation manager's office, and I had no intention of staying. I said, I have a job offer from a radio station in New Haven, a bigger market, and they're offering me $8,000 a year more than what you pay me. $7,000 to $8,000. Okay, we'll match it. And I stayed at that radio station. Almost an $8,000 raise in one day. In one day. In 1987. 2022. 1 month away from the Magic 65. And I get a 32-cent an hour raise. It's here's the problem. I've been alive too long. I've seen it. You wonder why old people get cranky. Now that I am one, I get it. You're like a tire. I'm a tire. And for 65 years, I've been running on this set of tires. And the rubber's getting kind of thin. And I see a bump coming up ahead or a pothole in the road. And as the tire who's been on this car for 65 years, here comes another pothole. You can see it before it happens. That's what it is. It's not that you have hindsight when you're old. You have foresight. You can see the crap storm coming before the clouds even form. And that's what's so irritating about this. And it's not this particular job. It's just the way of the world today. I got an email from a listener. I was commenting last night when I went to a football game with my dad at the Yale Bowl in New Haven as a kid. And they had this trough that everyone peed in. And as like a young boy, I got to go. So I couldn't help but gander to my right. And I see like 100 wieners. And it was disconcerting. That's just too much at once. And so I understand why they have partitions in between the urinals. This is a guy thing. If you're a woman, you don't have no idea what I'm talking about. But I could see it coming. It was the days when men were men. And you didn't even consider that, especially where I grew up. If another guy was acting the fool or immature, stupid, being an idiot, being a Beavis. Yeah. Me. That's for sure. If a guy's acting like a Beavis, you'd call him a fag. We did it all the time. Stop being a fag. It didn't mean stop being a homosexual or I'm a homophobe. It had a completely different connotation back then. Stop being a fag. Stop being a jerk. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a fag. You're being a fag. We didn't even give it a second thought. The radio station I was working at in Texas, we got a brochure. Never thought about it. And this was 15 years ago. The brochure said, don't say the R word. I didn't know what it was. What do you mean? What is the R word? So I open up the pamphlet, and the word is retard. Don't say retard. Well, I just said it. Don't say the R word. I didn't know you couldn't say it. So I passed being the program director and a mature adult, I passed the pamphlet around to the entire staff, and all of a sudden everyone is mixing in the word retard in every other sentence. We didn't even give it a thought until the woke crowd sent out a pamphlet saying, don't say retard. Don't say it. Call it the R word. Don't say the R word. What R word? Retard. What? It was the same thing when we were kids. Don't be a fag. Come on, man. Don't be a retard. Well, if you're about to do something stupid, don't be a retard. You're being a fag. Or if you wanted to abbreviate, you would go, come on, man. You're being a tard. Don't be a tard. And then the other guy knew what you meant. He goes, oh, you think I'm doing something stupid? Of course. That's what I'm saying. You're being a retard.
So you're not commenting on my mental capacity. No, not at all. You're a tard, which means you're a dork. Well, you're a fag. Stop being a fag. Don't be a dope. Don't be a jerk. Don't be stupid. You're being a fag. Sometimes we would accidentally pick up some hippie lettuce. This is when we were 15, 16 years old, and this is in Connecticut. And my friend had an abandoned 57 Chevy in his backyard. And so during the wintertime, we would gather and accidentally buy some beer and some hippie lettuce, and we would just get high. You know, and we'd call each other's fags and tards, and it meant nothing. It's part of camaraderie. But not today. I feel so bad for men, and especially young men, millennials. It is such a woman-dominated society now. Even the job I work at, except for upper management. I mean, it's all women. And the guys are just scared to death of these women. I'm not. I don't care. I'm old. I'm in the fourth quarter. I'm 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes in the fourth quarter, you know? I'll never forget John Stadmiller. About 6 months before he died, he kept saying that over and over. And I've said this before, until I take off this mortal coil. He kept referring to his debt. And I said, all right, you know, John, I know. I don't force my beliefs on you, but you know what I believe. He goes, yeah. He used to nickname my show the Jumpin' Jesus Show. I thought that was funny. Anyway, I know I'm going off on multiple tangents here, but it's the only time I really get to talk to anyone. Do you know that? This show is really the only time I ever have a conversation of substance with anyone. The only other person I've talked to today outside of customers on the phone is my neighbor. I said, hi. He said, hey. I said, it's nice. Oh, yeah, it's nice. I'll have a good evening. You too. This is where the therapy is. I think it's part of the reason I haven't had to go back to AA for 2 years. I have no desire to drink. This is essentially a speaker meeting every night with one guy sharing, getting everything off his chest. But I usually feel good. After this hour is over, I feel cleansed. Like I got everything out and into the open. You know, all day I'm walking around and I'm babbling to myself. Can you believe they paid me 32 cents? I can't. Why would they do that? And then I go into Tucker Rooney. Why is that? Why would they give you 32 cents? I don't know. Maybe you should ask them. Yeah, but if you ask them, they might get mad and they might tell you the reason. Well, is there a reason other than what I thought? Why would they do that? And why didn't they tell you? Why is it 32 cents? Why not 31? Why not 33? Why 32? Is it symbolic? Is it Freemasonry? Do they know you're a Mason, but you're not? Jan Psaki got COVID for the second time and she can't go to Poland. Why is that? And she got a third booster. Did she get a 32 cent raise? I don't think so. Do you ever wonder why? I do all the time. Well, I see the clock says 9:50. I think I'm done entertaining Mike. And I literally am just entertaining Mike. Feel free to play the commercial whenever you like. Or crickets. Ah, thank you.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. But the problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.